Par son ami David Crosby et enregistré sous le soleil d'Hollywood, ce premier album de Joni Mitchell sort en 68 et même si c'est pas son plus connu, il marque l'avènement d'un nouveau son californien, le début d'une longue carrière, tellement longue qu'il va nous falloir deux épisodes pour revisiter la discographie de Johnny à la recherche de trésors oubliés. Bienvenue dans le tri sélectif.
Savoir être à l'écoute, aujourd'hui nous avons travaillé une chose facile, Die Zurnenheit ist gefahrt lust de Schubert et demain nous travaillerons les Beatles.
Les Beatles. Chaque dimanche à 19h sur Canal B.
Disons que leur son n'est pas inintéressant au niveau compression analogique.
Le tri sélectif recycle les chansons oubliées.
Ouais, enfin, encore que je trouve personnellement moi-même que c'est un petit peu soft au niveau des échantillonnages. Enfin bon, c'est personnel quoi.
Ah bon, tu trouves ?
Ah ben complètement.
Si tout va bien, Joni Mitchell fêtera début novembre ses 82 ans. Pas mal pour quelqu'un qui a attrapé la polio et a commencé à fumer à l'âge de 9 ans. Née au Canada, elle va suivre ses parents militaires à travers différentes villes, profitant de ses nombreuses convalescences pour apprendre le ukulélé et se familiariser à la fois avec le meilleur du son folk et des classiques de jazz et de musical, de Miles Davis à Edith Piaf, créant ainsi le mélange savoureux qui sera sa marque de fabrique. Après avoir quitté sa famille, Johnny parcourt les États-Unis de café-concert en café-concert, jusqu'à un mariage et une grossesse précoce qui vont freiner son début de carrière. Elle débarque en Californie sans un sou en poche et est recueillie par d'autres musiciens comme Tom Rush et David Crosby. Épaté par son talent, il produit en 68 un premier album qui a peu de succès mais lui permet quand même de se faire une réputation et lance donc une discographie que l'on va revisiter ensemble ce soir et la semaine prochaine parce qu'en France, on connaît bien Johnny, mais on connaît peu Joni Mitchell. Après avoir revisité les carrières de Neil Young, Dylan et Springsteen, il était donc temps qu'on se penche sur son œuvre riche et pleine de trésors oubliés. Mais ça ne va pas nous empêcher d'écouter quelques classiques, comme l'une de ses plus grandes compositions, publiée en 69 sur Clouds, deuxième album autoproduit, son premier chef-d'œuvre. Pas beaucoup de monde n'a réussi à écrire une chanson aussi belle que celle-ci.
Of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that weep, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions. I recall, I really don't know clouds at all. And Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy
give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions. I recall, I really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you. Surface crowds, I've looked at life that way. But now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides. Now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions. I recall, I really don't know life at all. I've looked at life. Celebrate.
Dès 1970, Joni Mitchell nous livre cette complainte nostalgique qui ressemble à une éloge funèbre des 60s et sera reprise par ses amis Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, marquant l'apogée du Laurel Canyon Sound, cette bande de musiciens californiens ouvrant une nouvelle page du folk au tournant des deux décennies. En seulement 3 albums en 3 ans, Joni Mitchell s'est donc imposée comme une compositrice hors pair et depuis Joan Baez, on n'avait pas vu une femme percer dans le milieu ultra masculin. Certes, dans la country, il y a beaucoup de femmes qui s'en sortent, mais beaucoup moins dans ce mélange folk, rock et jazz proposé par cet artiste qui refuse de faire comme tout le monde. En 71, elle produit d'ailleurs Blue, 4e album qui pour toujours restera son plus connu, son chef-d'œuvre que l'histoire retiendra. Et même si on va aller explorer d'autres sentiers moins rebattus dans ce tri sélectif, on ne peut qu'admirer ce disque majeur et ses nombreux classiques comme celui-ci.
It sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. All the California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset pig. California, I'm coming home. I met a redneck on a Grecian Isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan, California, I'm coming home. The streets are full of strangers, all a new zone. You read, just give you the blues, just give you the blues. So I bought me a ticket, I caught a plane to Spain. To a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. They said, how long can you hang around? I said,
it a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown and I'm going home to California. California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am, strung out on another man? California, I'm coming home. Streets are full of strangers. All the news at home you read, more about the war and the bloody changes. Oh, will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am?
Chaque dimanche à 19h sur Canal B, le tri sélectif recycle les chansons oubliées.
Till it's gone, they paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charged all the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go? You don't know what you got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Farmer, put away that DDT now. Give me spots on my apples. Believe me, the birds and the bees. Bees down, they always seem to go. You don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard that screen door slam. Big yellow tractor coming to clean my house, and he pushed around my land. Don't it always seem to go? You don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard that screen door slam again. And a big yellow taxi coming to clean my old manor again. Don't it always seem to go? You don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Big Yellow Taxi, un autre classique extrait de Blue, dans une version live datant de 72, période où Joni Mitchell ne chôme pas, puisqu'elle est, en plus des concerts, elle planche sur un cinquième album, qui s'avère être un nouveau chef-d'œuvre. C'est peut-être mon favori en tout cas, et pressé par son label Asylum de sortir un single qui sera adapté à un matraquage radio, Joni signe plus ou moins ironiquement son morceau le plus catchy.
Loud and soul and your loving and kind. If you've got too many doubts, if there's no good reception for me, then tune me out. 'Cause honey, who needs the static? It hurts the head and you wind up cracking, and the day goes dismal from red puss by me to the sign of prayer. What a sorry face you get to wear. I'm gonna tell you again now if you're still listening there. If you're driving into town with the dark cloud above you, dialing the number who's bound to love you. If you're lying on the beach with the transistor going, kick off the sand flies, honey, the love's still flowing. If your head says forget it, but your heart's still smoking, call me at the station.
Trying to be a good friend of mine. I was a free man in Paris. I felt unfettered and alive. There was nobody calling me up for favors, and no one's future to decide. You know I go back there tomorrow, but for the work I've taken on, stoking the star maker machinery behind the popular song.
Après une année de pause, Joni Mitchell revient en 1974 avec ce sixième album qui sera son plus gros succès commercial et encore un classique, toujours enregistré à Hollywood pour le label Asylum et contenant ce morceau qui nous raconte un voyage à Paris avec Robbie Robertson du band et le producteur David Geffen. Vous écoutez le Tri Sélectif sur Canal B et on est donc en train de revisiter peu à peu la riche discographie de Joni Mitchell. Sur ce disque et sur le live qui sort la même année, elle s'entoure d'un groupe de jazz fusion, LA Express, pour une tournée des universités californiennes, enrichissant à nouveau son univers et lançant une nouvelle phase de sa carrière.
The last time I saw Richard was Detroit in 68, and he told me all romantics meet the same fate someday. Cynical and drunk and boring someone in some dark cafe. You laugh, he says to me. You think you're immune? Go look at your eyes, they're full of moon. You're like roses and kisses and pretty men to tell you all those pretty lies. Pretty lies. When you gonna realize they're only pretty lies? Just pretty. Quarter in the Wurlitzer, and he pushed three buttons and the thing began to whir. And a barmaid came by in fishnet stockings and a bow tie, and she said,
drink up now, it's getting on time to close.
Richard, I say, Richard, you really haven't changed. It's just that now you're romanticizing some pain that's in your head. You've got tombs in your eyes, but the songs you punched are dreamy. Listen, they talk of love so sweet. Love so sweet. When you gonna get yourself back on your feet? Richard got married to a figure skater, and he bought her a dishwasher and a coffee percolator, and he drinks at home now most nights with a TV on and all the house lights left up bright. I'm gonna blow this damn candle out. I don't want nobody coming over to my table. I got nothing to talk to anybody about. Dreamers pass this way someday. Hide me on models in dark alleys, dark cafes. Only a doctor could forget my gold. Just wings and fly away. Only a face these dark cafes.
Display, and we were
France, ils s'embrassent sur les avenues. Voilà comment on pourrait bêtement traduire ce morceau sorti en 75 sur un 7e album plus jazzy et expérimental que les précédents, enregistré avec le groupe LA Express et la participation de ses vieux potes David Crosby et James Taylor. Joni Mitchell y cause féminisme et patriarcat, s'attirant moins de succès commercial, mais ouvrant une nouvelle page de sa discographie, plus difficile d'accès, mais qui récompense à chaque écoute. Partie en tournée, elle va dès l'année suivante écrire sur la route les chansons de Hegira, sublime 8e album, sommet de folk jazz, qui s'ouvrait avec ce morceau, écrit pour Sam Shepard, le dramaturge avec qui Joni sortait à l'époque et qu'elle avait rencontré lors de la tournée Rolling Thunder de Bob Dylan, qui semble aussi être une inspiration, jugée par vous-même.
No regrets, Coyote. We just come from such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my real to real. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get. Still feel so alone and still feel related, like stations in some relay. You're not a, a hit and run driver, no, no, racing away. You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We roll right past that tragedy till we turned into some roadhouse lights where a local band was playing. Locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner and he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor and we're dancing close and slow. Now he's got a woman at home. He's got another woman down the hall. He seems to want me anyway. Why'd you have to get so drunk and leave me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Right in the face on the road to Belgeny near my old hometown. He went running through the whisker weed chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes in those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes and numbered doors where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, Coyote, I just get off a bogey. You just pick up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coffee shop. He's staring a hole in his scrambled legs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and eagles and tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spilling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. I tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my ego. With this flame you put here in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the free. Thank you.
chaque dimanche à 19h sur Canal B, le tri sélectif recycle les chansons oubliées.
De ce 9e album, double disque encore plus jazzy sorti en 77, on ne pourrait retenir que la blackface de Joni Mitchell sur la couverture. C'est pas sa meilleure idée certes, mais ça n'empêche pas de savourer cette nouvelle pièce de sa discographie qu'on a commencé à revisiter ce soir et on continuera la semaine prochaine dans un tri sélectif que vous pouvez réécouter en podcast sur le www.canalb.fr. Je vous laisse avec une belle performance live datant de 79 et je vous dis à la semaine prochaine si tout va bien.
Charlie speaks to Lester, you know someone great has gone. The sweetest swinging music man had a porky pig hat on. A bright star in a dark age when the band stands had a thousand ways of refusing a black man admission. Black musician. In those days they put him in an underdog position. They put him in cellars
and chitlins. When Lester took him a wife, arm in arm went black and white, and some saw red and drove them from their hotel bed. Love is never easy. It's short of the hope we have for happiness, bright and sweet. Love is never easy street. Now we are black and white, embracing out in the lunatic New York night. It's very unlikely we'll be driven out of town or be hung in a tree. That's unlikely. Tonight, these crowds are happy and loud. Children are dancing in the streets. In the sticky middle of the night, some serenade of taxi horns and funarchies. We're right or wrong under neon, every feeling goes on. For you and me, the sidewalk is a history book. It's a circus, dangerous clowns balancing dreadful and wonderful perceptions they have been handed day by day, generations on down. And there's a sign up on the awning. It says Pork Pie Hat Bar. And there were two brand new little musicians dancing there. Two